This is Frank Jones in the Monument Recording Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. And I'm delighted to welcome as our guest Monument Recording star...
Insert your name here. Steve Moore.
First, let me say how delighted all of us in the Nashville music industry are to see you receive the recognition as a recording star in your own right. And I know, too, that your fans throughout the country are equally as delighted. You know, perhaps what is not known to your fans and not known to many people is that you have been heard on so many recordings in the past, backing up the greatest stars in the recording industry.
Well, no, Frank, I think you're mistaken. That honor belongs to my dad, Bobby. Although I do try to do as many sessions as possible. Actually, I wish they'd start hiring me instead of Dad. I get behind, you know? And yet I have been heard on literally thousands of my own productions. But you couldn't call them big stars, besides myself.
You know, you've received a great many compliments and tributes from not only our Music City, USA, Nashville recording artists, but artists from around virtually the world who have come here to record. And I know that... When they speak of you and your accomplishments and your talents, they are most generous and rightfully so. Would you have any idea, before you became the Monument record star, of how many sessions you assisted with other stars?
I don't know. I don't really care either. No, seriously, I have assisted on about 200 or 300 actual Nashville recording sessions. Now, that doesn't count, as I said, many, many home tapes, which I have either played guitar, produced... or performed as the Monument recording star I am today. I'm quite good, too.
Let's pause again for a moment and play another excerpt from your Monument album.
Okay.
Could you recall, perhaps, if this was the case, and also, perhaps, you could tell us a little of your first recording work?
Sure. I've been watching VU meters move now for about 10 years. I began at my parents' home in Madison, Tennessee, writing little songs and learning how to disregard other musicians. By that, I mean I am a self-taught overdubbist, where I can play every instrument and sing every voice part myself without relying upon another's lack of inspiration. You know, it's a well-kept secret that no one else in Nashville can really do a damn thing right. That's why I'm so big.
And here's another record that you appear on, this time as...
lead guitarist for the Manhattans. This was a session I did for the late Chuck Sagal a couple years ago, Frank. Here's Teenage Liberation. What do you mean by hectic?
I do use the word hectic, what with all the sessions you are playing on, and of course your own career. Is there any particular hobby that you like to pursue, perhaps any special interest that you may have?
Well, music is it, right? I also enjoy casual marijuana smoking, kinky sex and masturbation. I paint and draw occasionally. I'm very interested in collecting records and magazines. I watch a little TV. I'm a very indoorsy person. Can't stand sports or politics or people, really.
Getting back to your musical career, now that you are successfully launched as a name recording artist, will this change any of your previous activity? In other words, will you still work studio sessions, let's say, with other artists that are recording, or will anything change now?
Maybe and maybe not. If I'm not sleepy, I will do sessions for others, preferably rock. Actually, I need all the work I can get. Monument hasn't paid me a cent yet. I will continue, though, to write, record, arrange, and produce my own special style of whatever it is I do so well.
Let me ask you something. You obviously have found a very successful formula in your recording style. Is there anything you would like to change on your technique, or let's say something you might like to do differently in the future?
I would very much like a metronome, as my sense of rhythm is very scattered, and by being a totally solo performer, I have so much more responsibility to my followers. I also have an ambition to release a new album every week for the rest of my life. Now, I've heard of overexposure, but this is ridiculous. Actually, Frank, I just want to be rich. What else is there?
And listen to another excerpt from your Monument album entitled...
Thank you for coming on so strong.
It is always a pleasure to see you, and may I wish you continued success.
Thanks a lot, Frank. I do my best. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.